Good morning.
Good morning.
We will begin Hashem Yehud Kud Shabri Kuish Tim David Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Liata Lashem Yud He Bavate the Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah La Hino Amaduna Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Penene Elena Maseya Deno Penenehu. Today we will be studying the first Aliyah for Parashat Ki Tisa. It begins
has joined
chapter 30, verse 11, and completes at chapter 31, verse 17. This is a total of 45 verses. The number 45 is the gematria of the name Adam, meaning human beings, humankind. The number 45 is one of the spellings of the name Hashem with olives, and it represents the level of Zerantin. We will begin with verse 11. This is the longest Aliyah we have done as our morning, and I don't think we will be able to finish this Aliyah within the normal half hour. Verse 11. Vaydaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoahei Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael lifkudehem v'natnu ish tofer nafsho l'Adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo bifkod otam willo yihye vahem Neger, Bifkod Otam, Zeitnu Kol Haover, Al Hapkudim Machatzit HaShekel, B'Sheko HaKodesh, Esrim Gera HaShekel, Mechatzit HaShekel, Terumah, La Adonai, Yo He Wahe Adanu Yo, Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo, Kol Haver Al Hapkudim, Mi Ben Esrim Shana Wamala, Iten Terumat Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu he yo. Eashir lo yarbe, vahadal lo yamit, mi machatzit hashekel, lachtet etruma. Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe dawanu heyo, lekaper al nafsho techem, velakachta et kesef ha-kipurim, me'et b'nei Yisrael, v'natata oto al avodat, ohel moed, Wehayaliv ne Israel Zikaron Liv ne Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Likaper Al Nasho Techem Waidaber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu yo, yo aheta wanu heyo. El Moshe lemor, we asita ki or nechishet. Lekano na nechoshet. Lirata, lenatata. Oto beno hel moed. Uvein hamizbea. Lenatata. Shama ma'im. Lirachatu acharon banav mimenu et yedehem. Liet raglehem. Bevoam elo hel moed. Yirchatu ma'im. Willo yamutu o begishtam. El hamizbeach l'share l'hatir yishel Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Wirachatu yedehem. Wiraglehem willo yamutu. Wehaita lachem chak. Olam lo zaro ledorotam vaydaber Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo el Moshe lemor. Weata kach lecha besamim, rosh mar duror, chamesh meot bekin man, besem machatzito, chamishim umataim, uknevo sem chamishim umataim, bekida chamesh, Meot b'shekel hakodesh, b'shemen zayit kin, v'asita oto shemen mishkat kodesh rokach, mirkachat maaseh rokeach, shemen mishkat kodesh yiyye. Umashakta bo Elohel moed v'et aron ha'edut v'et ha'shulchan v'et kokela v'et hamno menora v'et kelecha v'et mizbach ha'toret v'et mizbach Aola viet kol chelav, viet hakir viet kano. Wekadashta otam v'hayu kodesh kadashim, kol hanogea, bahem yikdash v'et acharon, viet banal timsha. Kidashta O Tam Lakahen Li Viel Bene Israel Da Berle Mor Shemen Mishat Kodeshi Ezeli Lidorotehem Al Basar Adam Lo Yisa Umatuneto lilo taasu makamohu kodeshu kodeshi elachem ishasher yirkach kamohu waasher yiten mimenu al zarvenikrat May Amav Vayomer Adonai. da nu yo yo I hey da wa ha yo I hey da wa nu hey yo el moshe kach leha samim nata fushelet behelbena samim uvona zaka bad bevad yihye v'yasita ota ketoret rokach ma'ase rokeach memulach tahor kodesh v'shachakta mimena chadek v'natata mimena lifnei ha'edut v'ohel mo'ed asher iva'ed lecha shama kodesh kadashim tihiye lachem v'haktoret asher ta'ase v'matkunta lo ta'asu lachem kodesh tihiye lecha l'Adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo isha sher yaase kamohu kamoha lehariach bavnikrat me'amav Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe lemor Re'e karati b'shem Betzael ben Uri ben Hur L'mate Yehuda wa'amale oto Ruach Elohim b'hakma uvitvuna Uda'ad uvechom ilaka Lakshov kamacha shavod la'asot Bazahav uvakesef uvankoshet Uvaharosh Uvaharshet Even lemalot uvacharshet etz laasot bekol malacha va'ani hine natati ito et achaliyav ben achi samach lemate dan uvlev kol chatam Lev natati, hachma v'yasu et kol asher tziviticha. Et ohel moed b'et ha'aron, la'edut, v'et ha'kaporet, asher alav et kol kelei ha'ohel, v'et ha'shulchan. V'et kelav v'et ha'menorah ha'tohorah v'et kol keleha v'et mizbach ha'ketoret v'et mizbach ha'ola v'et kol kelav v'et ha'kior v'et kano V'et bigdei ha'strad, v'et bigdei ha'kodesh, le'acharon ha'kohen v'et bigdei, v'anav le'kahen. V'et shemen ha'mishcha, v'et ketoret ha'samim. La'kodesh k'kol asher tziviticha ya'asu v'yomer Adonai Yehovah Adanu yo yo ahedawanu heyo. El Moshe le mor. We atada ber el bene Yisrael le mor. Ach et shabbatotai ishmoru kiot. I beni uvenechem ledorotechem. Lada'at ki ani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Mekadishchem Ushmartem et ha-shabbat Ki kodesh ki lachem Machalalecha mod yomat Ki kol ha-ose Vamelacha, Venikrita, Hanefesh, Hahu, Bikerev, Abeha, Jenches, Amim, Yase, Milacha, Uvayom, Hashvi, Shabbat, Shabbaton, Kodesh. La Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Kohau se belacha Biyom ha-shabbat mot yumat V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat La'asod et ha-shabbat Ledoro tamberit olam, Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, Od hi le'olam, Kisheshet yamim asa Adonai, Yohewahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo, Et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, Uvayom ha-shvi, Shabbat Bayim Nafash. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. All 45 verses. And since people arrived late, I will just mention that the number 45 connects to the spelling out of Hashem's name at the level of Zeranpin with Aleph's. And it connects to the name Adam, which has the meaning both of a human name, but it also represents humankind. We will now start to read the study the English translation. Verse 11, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when you take the sum of the children of Israel according to their numbers, let each one give to the Lord an atonement for his soul when they are counted. Then there will be no plague among them when they are counted. This is the section of the Chatzi Shekalim, or the half shekel donation. And we read this on the Shabbat before the month of Adar. We read it during the month of Adar, as we are doing now. And this particular verse is explaining that when you count things, you limit them. And you impose a limitation when you count them. The limitation is, if you say that this thing is number three, then it's not number two, and it's not number one, and it's not number four, and therefore it becomes limited. And you as a human being are imposing your will on the consciousness. That thing can be a material item. It can be money, if you're counting your money. But it also, chas v'shalom, can be if you are counting a human being. And when you count a human being, that limitation can possibly cause a plague. It can possibly cause illness. And if you think that you're not going to have the consequences of that, you will, as part of the final judgments, because you have harmed another human being. Verse 13. This they shall give, everyone who goes through the counting, half a shekel according to the holy shekel. 20 geras equal 1 shekel. Half of a shekel shall be an offering to Hashem. Everyone who goes through the counting from the age of 20 and upward shall give an offering to Hashem. The rich shall give no more, and the poor shall give no less than half a shekel, with which to give the offering of Hashem to atone for your souls. You shall take the silver of the atonement from the children of Israel and use it for the work of the tent of meeting. It shall be a remembrance for the children of Israel before Hashem to atone for your souls. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall make a washstand of copper and its base of copper for washing, and you shall place it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water therein. Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and feet from it. When they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, so that they will not die, or when they approach the altar to serve, to make a fire offering rise up in smoke to Hashem. They shall wash their hands and feet so that they will not die. This shall be for them a perpetual statute, for him and his descendants for their generations. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, and you, take for yourself spices of the finest sort of pure myrrh, 500 of fragrant cinnamon, half of it 250, of fragrant cane 250, and of cassia 500, according to the holy shekel, and 1 hin of olive oil. You shall make this into an oil of holy anointment, a perfumed compound according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be an oil of a holy anointment. And you shall anoint with it the tent of meeting and the ark of testimony, the table and all its implements, the menorah and its implements, the altar of incense, the altar of the burnt offering and all its implements, the washstand and its base. And you shall sanctify them so that they become a holy of holies. Whatever touches them shall become holy. And with it you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and sanctify them to serve me. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, this shall be oil of holy anointment to me for your generations. It shall not be poured upon human flesh. And according to its formula, you shall not make anything like it. It is holy. It shall be holy to you. Any person who compounds anything like it or puts any of it on an alien shall be cut off from his people. The cut off from his people, the karet, is a spiritual effect that literally cuts that soul from connection to Hashem. The Zohar has explained that there is a rope composed of the 613 mitzvot. Each time you do a mitzvah, you are strengthening that rope. The rope runs from your soul directly to Hashem. When you do a mitzvah, you strengthen the rope. When you don't do the mitzvah, you weaken the rope. When you do something that is prescribed, one of the negative mitzvot, if you do it, you cut that part of the rope. You cut enough of the rope is cut. A karet is literally cutting of the rope between that connects you to Hashem. And it is not easy to restore. Verse 31. And to the children of Israel you shall speak, saying, this shall be oil of holy anointment to me for your generations. It shall not be poured upon human flesh, and according to its formula you shall not make anything like it. It is holy. It shall be holy to you. The real question we can ask from this verse is, why is it duplicating this statement from an earlier verse? One of the answers would be that it's reinforcing, emphasizing, that we really should not be connecting to this holy oil. And there are people who are selling the oil as an incense, as something to be burned, and it's definitely not something to be done or connected to. Verse 32. I'm sorry. Verse 33. Any person who compounds anything like it or puts any of it on an alien shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord said to Moses, take for yourself aromatics, balsam, sap, onycha, and galbanum, aromatics and pure frankincense, and they shall be of equal weight. And you shall make it into incense, a compound according to the art of the pure perfumer, well blended, pure, holy. And you shall crush some of it very finely, and you shall set some of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I will arrange meetings with you. It shall be to you a holy of holies. Is anything being directed to me, or is that private conversations? Verse 36. Verse 37. And the incense that you make, you shall not make for yourselves according to its formula. It shall be holy to you for Hashem. Any person who makes anything like it to sell,
the bottom drawer
shall be cut off
on
from
the right hand side. I think so, yeah.
Is that question directed to me? There's a conversation coming through. Is there somebody directing that at me? Did I answer something? These last two verses that we met, that we read, is talking about the incense, the ketoret, and it should not be anything that you deal with, but the study of it is a mitzvah. It does bring you closer to Hashem by studying it, because it can only be burned in the temple, and if the temple doesn't exist, Hashem has said, if you study things that you cannot do, like mitzvot that need to be done in the temple that we cannot connect to, those things, He gives us the merit of having done those, even though the temple isn't in existence yet physically again. Chapter 31, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have imbued him with the spirit of Hashem, with wisdom, with insight, with knowledge, and with all manner of craftsmanship." What has been described is Bezalel is given this information, is given this consciousness. It doesn't say he was born with it, although that may have been true. It says Hashem imbued him with these things, the Spirit of God, wisdom and insight, knowledge, and all manner of craftsmanship. It's describing information that just comes to a person. It just shows up in your mind. It's coming from Hashem. It's coming from the universe. It's a tool for you to utilize, but you have free will to recognize it as coming from Hashem or not. Verse 4. To do master weaving, to work with gold, with silver, and with copper, and with the craft of stones for setting, and with the craft of wood to do every manner of work. And behold, with him I have placed Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and all the wise-hearted into whose hearts I have instilled wisdom, and they shall make everything I have commanded you. The tent of meeting and the ark for the testimony, as well as the cover that shall be upon it, and all the implements of the tent. The table and its implements, the pure menorah and all its implements, the altar of incense, the altar for the burnt offering and all its implements, the washstand and its base, the meshwork garments, the holy garments for Aaron the Kohen, the garments of his sons in which to serve as Kohanim, the anointing oil and the incense for the holy, in complete accordance with everything I have commanded you, they shall do. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "And you speak to the children of Israel and say, only keep my Shabbat, for it is a sign between me and you for your generations, to know that I, Hashem, make you holy. Therefore keep the Shabbat, for it is a sacred thing for you. Those who desecrate it shall be put to death, for whoever performs work on it, that soul will be cut off from the midst of its people." "6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath, Shabbat of complete rest, holy to Hashem. Whoever performs work on the Shabbat day shall be put to death. Thus shall the children of Israel observe the Shabbat, to make the Shabbat throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant, between me and the children of Israel. It is forever a sign that in 6 days Hashem created the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he ceased and rested." That's the completion of our 45 verses in English. The one thing that I would like to remind you of, there's an adage, there's a teaching from the Torah that Hashem created the cure before the disease. The half shekel donation that we've did and that I performed the ritual of for those who agreed to make that donation. That half shekel donation that we read again in this portion, in this aliyah, is the cure before the disease. Before any of the karets that you might be doing in this coming year. Does anybody have any questions? As I said earlier, many of you may not have heard it, I didn't expect this to be completed in the normal 30-minute time period because of the number of verses, and we didn't complete it in the normal 30-minute time period. So we have two more classes today. One is at 10:30 West Coast time, and we will be discussing the preparations for Pesach. And the 3 o'clock class will be continuing our study of the Psalms. Shavua Tov to all. Have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.